Right. In an ideal world, if I could, I would never use the word Jew ever in any context whatsoever in anything that I'm trying to warn you about. I would talk about merely criminals and their criminal actions in an ideal world. But here's the thing. In that ideal world, there'd be no official Holocaust narrative. There would be the bad experiences of World War II, the tragedy, 170,000 Jews who died in labor camps. That would be terrible. That might be, to people who identify as Jews, a indicator that they need to integrate better, that they need to face some facts and admit some things about the thing they identify with, yeah? And that they should reject some of the things they identify with, yeah? That they should edit their Torah, their Old Testament, their Talmud, and make sure nobody anywhere in the world is teaching the evil things in the Talmud and Torah. And I shouldn't use that word evil either, because that's also silly. But I'm talking about the things about slaves obey their masters, lend unto the nations, and then this way gain dominion over them. All the references to genocide, the glorified genocide and legitimate genocide, all the references to Amalek and Edomites, all the references to ripping up pregnant women and dashing their little ones' heads against the stones by the rivers of Babylon. I think you'll get my point. What the warning of what happened during World War II should be is that why did an entire nation feel that Jewishness was a threat to it? And how can we prevent being considered a threat in the future by anybody? And even a child could go through the Torah and Talmud and say, look, this sucks, this is bad. They have to get rid of that. We can't teach people this. We can't tell people that. We can't glorify this. Yeah? People like to talk about censorship to protect people. And people like to think about redaction and editing to protect people. What would be more justified than editing the Bible and removing all the terrible things in it that teach people bad things? Yeah? They glorify bad things like genocide and role model bad things like genocide instead of role modeling Obadiah's warning, for as you do unto others, so shall be done unto you. So this, in the ideal world, I would never need to use the word Jewish, because I'll be talking about criminals and it will be irrelevant if they were Jewish or not. But the heartbreaking thing for me, the frustrating thing for me, is that that's impossible, because at the core of Judaism, Judeo-Christianity, Islam, Marxism, CO2vid cult, at the core of the cult of Judah religions is genocide and slavery, dominion. That's the very core of it. You can't separate the two. And my point, and the real reason I picked up the phone was I'm studying, if you've studied Scientology, you'll know about engrams. If you've studied psycho, it comes from general psychoanalytic principles, engrams, that trauma is stored in the body. And trauma, everything that goes in must come out. Everything that's impressed must be expressed. All trauma must be processed. It can be repressed and suppressed, but then it will be expressed. It must needs be. It will be done. Yeah? How it's expressed, whether it's expressed rationally and verbally, in cleansing emotions, in people expressing their rage, people expressing themselves in music and art and dance, crying, screaming, shouting, whatever it is, getting it out of their system. That's what we say to people, get it out of your system. Better out than in. So there's all this trauma. And there's all the research showing that so many people have been traumatized in so many different ways that people are walking around with trauma. And Scientology targets that. But Owen Hubbard got these ideas from psychoanalysis, from Freudian theory and from Jungian theory. And then he demonized psychiatry and Freud. So people would never, Scientologists would never learn that he'd stolen these ideas. But the point is, this is why I picked up the phone, listening to a book about trauma and how it affects people and how it actually physically changes the brain chemistry, anxiety, general hypervigilance, all these things. When people are overly sensitive to certain stimuli and they react disproportionately to the actual threat, to the actual thing. And this gets to the whole point of why I cannot, at the moment, until we get rid of the official Holocaust narrative as it stands, you can't separate Jewishness from the New World Order, the Jew World Order. Because if you are going to have the people most highly motivated to carry out the most heinous acts are those people who believe they're acting in self-defense. People operating from reptilian brain functions, from the limbic brain functions, from the lower basic fight or flight brain functions. This is why the ignorant doctors and nurses were handing out lethal injections and doing such irrevocable, crippling harm to children. Because they've been brainwashed to fear something that doesn't exist. It's the same reason the Catholics were so able to cruelly torture and burn people alive, because they were in abject terror of Yahweh and hell and the devil. So there's no way you could separate the Bible, the Catholic Church, from the burning of heretics. How could you separate the two things? The actual core values and principles and terror associated with the Catholic Church, which is ruled by terror, is what motivated the burning of heretics, of humans. They called them heretics so they could burn them. And when they called them heretics, they were terrified of them. They triggered all these things. I'm talking about motivation. People do the very worst things under the conditions of terror and fear. That's how you get them to do the very most terrible things, or at least to passively stand by as other people do them in their name. Even telling people you need to eat animal products or you'll get unhealthy. You know, in the famous case of the actress who I believe was a whole paid performance, just like the stupid court case between Johnny Depp and his ex-girlfriend or ex-wife. It was just a new form of entertainment. It's a new form of making money. And what's her name? She was in The Black Swan and Star Wars, Natalie Portman. I do believe I could prove that she was paid to pretend to go vegan, and then when she got pregnant to quit being vegan, to terrify all the other mothers out there into thinking, oh, shit, Natalie Portman, she's such a nice, good person, and she went vegan. But she stopped being vegan when she got pregnant, because you can't be vegan and pregnant. You'll kill your babies. They'll come out deformed and mentally deranged. I believe the whole thing was a whole setup, and she was paid to do that. But that's a form of terror. People thinking, I need to eat animal products or I'm going to get sick. That's how you manipulate people into the horrors of the animal factory farming of animals, the horrors, absolute horrors and cruelty. Same with medical experimentation on animals. It's the same with lining people up to get their lethal injections and cripple their children. You terrify people. And I didn't want to make this video, so don't complain that I'm not making it perfect and you go, what the fuck is he talking about now? Now, the reason I can't separate Jewishness from the New World Order, the criminal conspiracy, is because who is more likely to be capable of the most atrocious, monstrous cruelties, then people have been told from birth that 6 million Jews were murdered just by one nation, and the whole world stood by and did nothing. Yeah, 6 million of you were gassed and then burnt in ovens. Yeah? Imagine if you'd been taught that from birth. This is the official Holocaust narrative. This is the German government. This is incitement to hatred. This is incitement to genocide even. How can you protect yourself from a world where your ancestors, 6 million of them, were rounded up and gassed? How can you protect yourself in such a world? If you've been traumatized from birth with that, remember that the mind cannot distinguish, does not distinguish. The mind does not distinguish between something, an imagined threat, an imaginary threat, an imagined stimulus, such as pornography, an imagined terror, horror movies, fear of the boogeyman. See, I can't even make myself coffee because you won't be able to hear me. All the things that terrify you and lead to a real physical, you wake up in the night sweating in horror because you had a nightmare. The brain does not distinguish between imagined threats and real threats. There's no difference for the brain. It has all the same responses. So when you brainwash children from birth with this official Holocaust narrative, and they do this in Israel, remember I said fake it till they make it? They faked all this stuff. Then they performed actions based on this illusion, this imaginary fear. Then they produced the actual response. Yeah. So I told two people walking down the street that the other one has got a gun and he's going to go home to the other person's house tonight and murder their children. And I really convinced them of that. So what does the other person do? They plan ahead, knowing, believing the person next to them is going to kill their children tonight with a gun. They stab them on the way to work. Yeah. So you fake it. I faked it, put it in their head that something was going to happen, that someone was a threat. I faked it, and then I made it. Because when that person stabbed the other person, what did they do? They pulled out a gun and shot him. Yeah? Fake it till you make it. You tell people something's real, make them act in a certain way, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Fake it till you make it, self-fulfilling prophecy. So you brainwash all these children, and they have been brainwashed. Not just people in the West, but people in Israel. Been brainwashed from birth, and Jews all around the world have been brainwashed into believing that the whole world is out to get them from the very beginning, forever. Amalek, yeah? All these pogroms that happened in Europe, and some of them did happen, of course. There are lots of pogroms against everybody. There's pogroms against philosophers. Yeah, pogroms against all sorts of heretics, Protestants, Catholics, and Jews also. Guaranteed more Catholics and more Protestants were pogromed, you know, were persecuted and killed. More Catholics killed more Protestants and more Protestants killed more Catholics than did the Catholics and Protestants kill Jews. This would be an absolute, easily provable fact. All you hear about, though, is the talk of the pogroms against Jews. Yeah? Eiffel Tower was built. I shouldn't be shouting because people probably think I'm crazy. I'm sorry. Eiffel Tower was built. The site where the Eiffel Tower is, I think like 10,000 Huguenots have been buried there. I could get the names wrong and the groups wrong, but anyway, one group of Christians massacred another group of Christians, yeah, in the name of their God and their Jesus, yeah, their Jewish holy man, Jesus, and their Jewish God, Yahweh. At the site of the Eiffel Tower, I think about 10,000 Huguenots, I think it is, were massacred there by Catholics, if my memory is right. Could be the other way around. Doesn't really matter, yeah. I've got no partisan bias here. So throughout history, groups have been killing each other. The Jews, such a tiny minority. So relatively speaking, the number of Jews who are pogromed is tiny compared to the number of Protestants or Catholics or Buddhists or what they call pagans. Yeah, or the Germanic tribes that were slaughtered by Charlemagne. Apparently 10,000 of the chiefs, yeah, in one slaughter. When they all arrive in the German tradition for the thing with no weapons, and they were slaughtered by Charlemagne and his troops, yeah, because they wouldn't convert. So there's trauma all around forever. And if you go back in history, all the cataclysms, that trauma, phylogenetic trauma from the cataclysms that have repeatedly occurred on this planet, leaving people in terror of, you know, comets and meteors and everything, signs in the sky. So why I cannot get rid of the word Jewish and Jew and Jewish power is because the people who have been programmed from birth and conditioned and terrified of the world, and therefore in a mental state of fight or flight, these are the people who are capable of doing anything. Just like the totally harmless woman, she's been told that the man she's walking to work with is going to shoot her children at night, that night. She doesn't want any violence, but she's not going to let her children die. In a total mental fugue of terror, she stabs that man to protect her children. She never would have intended to do that unless somebody had seeded the idea in her little head, sorry, in her brain, that this man was a threat. Yeah. So what would you do if you'd grown up in Israel or a Jew somewhere around the world, and you've been taught from birth that the Gentiles were out to get you and that they actually did genocide 6 million of you over a period, you know, of 6 or 7 years? How would you feel? What would you be capable of? And they told you, now they're going to do this again. This is coming again. So this is why I can't separate. Until the government rescinds the official Holocaust narrative and they allow us to demonstrate to the Jews it never happened, that something terrible did happen, 170,000 Jews died in labor camps, and then we look at honestly at the reasons for that, how that situation came about. Yeah, and the Jews accept they're not special, they don't have a special status as victims, they're not a chosen people, they don't have special entitlements, they don't have the right to dominion. Yeah, when they just like the British Empire doesn't have a right to dominion, the Germans don't have a right to dominion, nobody does. Yeah? We refute the Nazis' claim to the right to dominion. We refute the white Anglo-Saxon right to dominion. We refute that. That's rejected in all our history books. Has anyone rejected the Torah and the Talmud, the Old Testament? No, they actually teach it in kindergarten and Sunday school, etc., etc. Oh, I'm going to have a migraine. And tomorrow I've got to go to the police just ignore me. I went to the police station yesterday to get my fingerprints done. They just didn't even answer the door. So I'm going to the place where they do IDs and stuff in Narva, and I'll have to hitchhike back. I'm getting a lift there because the neighbors are going to Russia on tomorrow. But it's going to be stress. I'll be there all day and I'll try to work out. If I'm super, super lucky, I might even be, because I'm a permanent resident now, I may not even need my German documents to get it, but I think I do. I'm just hoping there's a chance I don't. And if I do, then I'll probably end up having to go back to Germany because I cannot trust this embassy to actually process my stuff. And it's just too hard to explain. It's traumatic for me to deal with the embassy because they've already traumatized me already. They've already victimized me and mobbed me. Anyway, shown their hostility. So anyway, so Jewishness and the New World Order, why you can't separate it. If you've been brainwashed from birth to think that 6 million of your people were genocided, like genocided, not talking about a war, there was a war and the 6 million died, no, just saying that they were rounded up in cattle carts, taken to gas chambers, gassed, and then burnt in ovens. If you'd been taught that, think of your, from birth, and taught to fear everybody else that's not Jewish, taught that they'd done this thing already and Amalek and the Bible says you've got to destroy Amalek. Then you have your rabbis telling you you've got to genocide America, France, Germany, Great Britain, all the former nations, Italy, you know, all the former nations of the former Roman Empire and America, and I think Australia, but not Japan. If you have rabbis saying this, they don't make this up stuff out of thin air, you know. Just like the Branch Davidian cult didn't come from thin air. Yeah, the guy who led the Branch Davidian cult, he had lots of references that could be used to justify his actions. So anyway, you sadly, it's impossible for me, in good faith, to take the safer route and talk about a criminal conspiracy, because no, it's the core values are in Judaism, not just being not just Jews, but Christians, Muslims, Marxists, CO2 cultists, and all the other spin-offs they've got. The CIA is 100% clearly cult of Judah. We saw that in 9/11. There's just no doubt. And when you look at all the censorship that's going on and what they're censoring, what the fuck does the CIA have to do with people talking about the medical stuff? What the fuck does the CIA have to do with medicine and science? Yeah? You know, DARPA and everything we know, of course. But it's not the CIA's official role to decide what is scientific truth and what's not, and to be involved in medicine and medical experiments. That's not supposed to be what the CIA is officially there for. So clearly what it's really there for is totally different to the official mandate. So we know CIA and Mossad working together hand in hand. It's the cult of Judah. We've even got people named Roth and Cohen, of all people. Cohen. Imagine a British, American president called Cohen. That would just be the end of it, you know. The Cohens are the core of the cult of Judah. If you want to call anyone cult of Judah, it's a Cohen, the Cohenim, the priests of the cult of Judah. Yeah, they're the ones that King Saul tried to exterminate because they were a threat to Israel, a threat to the Jews, the Cohenim, the Cohen, the priests. You know, when you have a Cohen, head of the CIA and Secretary of Defense or whatever, or and possible, you know, future prospect for American president, and people called Roth and Cohen and all the other Jews, you know, what's his face from the CDC, you know. But when you have a Cohen, that when these morons have a two-hour video all about the CIA and censorship, and they talk about Cohen and Roth, and they never once in 2 hours mention the word Jew or Jewishness or refer to it, you know, that's as big as belief how ignorant these people are, how totally incompetent they are, or how totally controlled they are. They're either naive children who think they're so clever because they know a few things, or they're working for the cult of Judah. And because they're successful and everything, and because you get to see them still on YouTube, because I saw them with Invidious on YouTube, I think, or did I download a torrent? Anyway, but I uploaded the full video with all the promos at the beginning. You know, they're talking about Alex Jones, like, oh yeah, Elon Musk is our hero and he's reinstated Alex Jones. What the fuck? Anyone who doesn't know that Alex Jones is totally controlled a position because of what he did, what he said, Hollywood's run by Arabs. Sandy Hook wasn't a false flag. It's just not possible that Sandy Hook was not a false flag. There were no children in that school. It was a closed school. It was an authorized, published drill for a shooting in a primary school. And they used the empty, abandoned school, Sandy Hook. And it just boggles my mind. There must be people who live around there who know the school was shut down. But then again, I guess I don't know what's going on here. And I've been here over a year. I guess it's possible people don't know what schools are open, which are shut. People don't know anything. People are so busy, they've been made so terrified of all these other things that don't exist, and they've been made so poor that they've got to work three jobs. And then the fake pandemic is used to economically wreck them. You know, so the free bus I could have caught to Narva had to be cancelled. Guess why? Oh, because of COVID. It cost too much. COVID cost too much. So they're cancelling all the free programs. Yeah, making people poor, poorer and poorer. The poorer people are, the less time and energy they have to think of anything except how the fuck am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to feed the kids? How am I going to pay for the kids' university, et cetera, et cetera. So, sadly, that's the point of this video, the real point where I picked the phone up, and I can't predict what will come up after that, is that this, because of the official Holocaust narrative, because of the Torah and the Talmud, because of the rabbis, because religion is at the heart of Judaism, of Jewishness, even for the secular Jews, the whole definition of being Jewish is that even secular Jews believe in Holocaustianity, yeah, the official Holocaust narrative. It's a new cult religion. Even secular Jews believe in that. So look at what evil gets done in the world. Burning people alive at the stake in the name of God of love, Jesus. Yes? Look at the genocides to the Native Americans in North and South America and Australia. Especially not so much in Australia, that was more economics. With Portugal and Spain going around the world converting people to Christianity. Yeah, and the slaughters they carried out. Look at Charlemagne, the slaughters he carried out on the Germans. How many times have people done the most heinous evil acts in the name of some loving God? In the name of baby Jesus? Yeah? So the cult of Judah, remember, doesn't just refer to the Jews. It refers to everything to do with the cult of Judah and Judaism. And there's no way I could take out the word Jewish from everything, even the harder I tried, because I just realized it, you know, it would be a crime for me to try that, because when you have a president of Israel, prime minister of Israel, and the war and all the senior war cabinet and senior politicians and famous people in Israel all referring to Gaza as Amalek, there's no way you can stop talking about it being Jewish. Yeah, being Torah, being from their religion, that this religion is toxic. And really, all these toxic religions should be wiped out. Intellectually, I mean, they should not be allowed. They should be considered criminal. Not to say Chinese communism is any better, because that's Marxism, based on Marxism. It's still cult of Judah. You cannot afford any dogma, any catechism, any article of faith. If you have a leap of faith, you're going to leap into a pit of hell. Because that's what this world is for most people living here. It's a shithole. That leap of faith is a leap into the shit pit. Yeah, into the sewer, into hell. So that's it. It would be so convenient and clever and intellectual and fair and reasonable. And I'd feel so good if I could just talk about a criminal conspiracy and say it had nothing to do with a particular group of people. But I can't do that in good faith. With good conscience. But I do extend it to all Cult of Judah affiliates, yeah? And I do realize that most Jews don't know what the fuck is going on. And the only way I can help them first is by relieving them of the trauma of the official Holocaust narrative. That's why I keep saying I don't understand why anyone would think it's a bad thing to prove the Holocaust didn't happen. Surely everyone could breathe a sigh of relief. Surely everyone would be happy to learn it didn't happen. Yeah? It's good news that the official Holocaust narrative never occurred. That's good news. It should be welcome. It would free up people from all this trauma that's based on imaginary events, like the fear of God, Yahweh, the fear of the God called Yahweh, not God, because there's not any God, and there's certainly not one God. Even if Yahweh says there's not one God, but he says you've got to worship only one God, me, and don't worship the other gods. So if you could relieve people of the trauma of Yahweh, the trauma of heaven, trauma of hell, sorry, the trauma of fake viruses, because they don't exist, the trauma of an official Holocaust narrative that's totally fiction, almost totally fiction, if you could relieve people of this trauma and this fear, then they would cease operating in the limbic system, and it would shapeshift them back from reptiles, from reptilian level of brain function, back to a human level of brain function, to use their critical faculties, and maybe even to listen to their heart more. When you're under terror and fear, when you're acting out of terror and fear, it totally switches off empathy. This is my point. This is the point it took me half an hour to get to express, to articulate. Trauma switches off empathy. Terror and fear switch off empathy. Sorry, not trauma. Terror and fear switch off empathy. Lizards, reptiles don't have any empathy. Generally. Maybe for their eggs, I'm not sure. But this is what we associate it with. People acting out of the limbic system, fight or flight response, are not acting with empathy. They're capable of the most horrific, cruel acts. Even telling people they need animal products to survive and be healthy and for their children to be healthy motivates people to the most cruel, horrific things to animals. And in the same way, they'll do the most cruel, horrific things to humans. In wartime, like Dresden, the bombing of Germany, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, yeah? Iraq War, 1 million children died. Oh, yeah, that's justified because of some narrative. And the narrative for most people who don't understand it's a lie, the narrative is fear. Look, they did 9/11. What? No, they didn't. Who did? What now? They're terrorists. Imminent threat. Iraq's going to attack America and kill people, just like 9/11. They go, what now? Who's 9/11? What? It's all confused and everything, the fog of war. But they use terror and fear to get people to do horrific things, to switch off their empathy. And if anybody in this world right now is capable of the worst possible crimes you can imagine, the most cruel, horrific acts to other humans, who is it? It's the people who believe 6 million of them were genocided. This didn't happen to any other group. 6 million people were genocided. It is literally happening to Europeans. We're being genocided, more than 6 million. And the real Europeans, the real, patriots, they're leaving Europe, you know, so they are being genocided. It's ethnic cleansing. The people with the most likely profile of fake trauma, the people with the most likely profile to commit 9/11, for example, just blowing up a building with 2,000 people inside and killing all up to 10,000 people, I think it is, through asbestos poisoning, et cetera, et cetera. The people capable of that, the people capable of the fake pandemic and giving lethal injections to old people and young people and adults and crippling babies and children, the people capable of that, what sort of profile does it take? Apart from your typical psychopath, yeah, who rises to the top of the corporations and government, apart from your typical psychopath, who is capable of switching off their empathy and doing the most horrific, cruel actions against their fellow men? Oh, shit, I didn't realize it. It's not even 8 o'clock yet. I've been shouting. So anyway, but this video was really important. So this is what I'm saying. The official Holocaust narrative is real trauma for the people that believe it. And who is more likely to commit horrific, cruel acts than people acting out of terror, the fear that they'll be genocided again? If you're going to recruit people, where would you recruit them from? If you're going to tell them we need to do these horrific, cruel things to other humans to protect you from them, that's how you do it, yeah, with the official Holocaust narrative, et cetera, et cetera. You use terror and fear. And that's how you get people to switch off their empathy. It doesn't matter if it's a fear of being unhealthy or your children being unhealthy. That's enough terror and fear to get you to do horrific, cruel things to animals. If you're told that 9/11 was done by people connected with Iraq, then that will get people to do horrific, cruel things like kill 1 million Iraqi children, starve them to death, disease, medical supplies, kill them by economic warfare, kill them by other means than bombs, out of fear. And who has been told that 6 million of your people were genocided over a few years? Yeah, it's the Jews. So they're the lot. That's what they've been worked on. They've been manipulated. We've all been worked on and manipulated to carry out warfare and everything. That's called war propaganda. You know, they tell you that the enemy is coming to rape your women and throw your babies in the fire. As old as time, war propaganda. But the actual group that's right now with the greatest narrative that would just terrify them into, traumatize them into switching off empathy, altogether empathy, and carrying out things that acts like 9/11 is the Jews. And so hopefully watch this video again. I can't finish it on a nice, crisp, clean, you know, essay note conclusion because my brain's all, I'm exhausted and I'm probably in trouble for making too much noise because the electricity wasn't working. I had to walk into a smoke-filled room and cough my guts out and try to get them to tell me where the electricity box was. And so my clock is wrong. And normally I would have waited till after 8 o'clock. I don't know what time it is. So anyway, please try to understand this video. There's almost nobody like me out there who's uncontrolled, who really is conscientious, acting in good faith, and is as informed as I am and holistic as I am. And I don't know how much longer you'll have me. Anyway, okay, so ciao for now.